Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Some people call it revival. Others call it spiritual renewal. No matter what you call it, what the church needs today is a great move of God's Spirit as He breaks the fallow ground of our hearts and brings conviction, cleansing in the body, and it results in His power being released in our lives. Genuine spiritual awakenings, or revivals if you prefer, have at least five ingredients. Ingredient number one is prayer. With unvarying consistency, every genuine move of the Holy Spirit is precipitated by times of earnest prayer. Large numbers of people who pray are not required. Only a handful of dedicated, earnest individuals. Sometimes only one person gave himself to prayer for a spiritual awakening. Sometimes two or three, or a small group of no more than a dozen. But one thing is certain, prayer is always the first ingredient of spiritual renewal. Says Armin Geswine, who spent a lifetime calling Christian leaders to prayer, not only Scripture, but all church history shows that no revival has ever come any other way. Remember Jesus said, "Again I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven." It's still true. Ingredient number two, heart-searching accompanied by confession of sin and genuine repentance. Oftentimes, this was a public event. People confessed their wrongdoing, their coldness, and their bitterness towards each other. When people admit to hating each other and ask for forgiveness, you know God is doing something wonderful. Ingredient number three, changes in conduct and behavior. In Wales, when revival came to the men who worked in the mines with mules who handled the coal or carried it, bedlam broke out. The miners had stopped swearing and cursing. The animals no longer understood them and had to learn new commands. And that's a fact. A Chinese official once told me, "We have villages in China where virtually everyone is a Christian. In these we have no crime." When people get right with God, they make things right with a husband or a wife, with neighbors and friends, with employers and employees too. Ingredient number four, sovereign acts of the Holy Spirit. Like what, you may be asking? In some cases, revival has been accompanied by weeping, sometimes by joy, sometimes by spirited singing and rejoicing. Sometimes people shout and clap their hands. Yes, it's true that anything which breaks out of the mold of the ordinary gets fearful very quickly. Fearful that a spiritual fire may turn to wildfire and get out of hand. Yet others say it's easier to control the fire than to build one. Ingredient number five, growth in the churches, as people want to worship and hear the word. The attraction is not great music or program, or see the new building, but a desire to fellowship with men and women who are redeemed and to hear the word of God. Now, a closing thought. Periodically, I hear from people who are disappointed with their church. Too dry, boring, a social club. They only want my money, are some of the comments. What I think they are really saying is that my church needs new life, a spiritual awakening, a return to the purpose for which it was born. Should you feel like that, why not start praying for your church? Invite a close friend to join you. Rather than talk about how bad things are, pray. Ask God to send a spiritual awakening. Realize when God revives your soul, revival is on its way to your church.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening. And join us again for Guidelines for Living.